Agriculture was part of the battle between Republicans and Democrats as they try and figure out the fate of the massive coronavirus rescue package. The problems of farmers and ranchers became a hot topic on Tuesday. This is Ag Appropriations Republican John Hoven.
I urge my colleagues to get on board and support our farmers, our ranchers, and our food supply. Support rural America. Quit objecting to rural America. Quit objecting to our farmers and ranchers.
The usually restrained Iowa Republican Joni Ernst also blew up.
I can't tell you how many of those Iowans were crying on the phone with me. They keep saying, we need it now. We need relief now. Maybe you don't think across the aisle that phase three is perfect. But you know what? The longer we delay this, the more Iowans I'm going to hear crying on the other end of the phone.
The Midwest and other parts of rural America were hit hard by flooding in the spring of 2019. Unfortunately, flooding once again is in the forecast for 2020. Bryce Anderson, the senior ag meteorologist for DTN, says the good news is the flooding forecast is not quite as widespread as it was last year.
We're seeing more of a sectorized flood prospect this year than we went through a year ago. In the northern section of the belt, particularly north of Interstate 90, conditions are still quite likely to have flooding, at least at some point during this season. And then over the eastern Midwest, the Ohio Valley, the mid and lower Mississippi Valley, and then eastward through Illinois and Indiana and Ohio, rainfall during this spring is likely to be the heaviest, and so that's going to cause some flood potential there.
One area that's been in flood stage for a year is the James River Basin that makes its way through eastern North and South Dakota.
The James has been in that state for a long, long time. Last year, South Dakota was the state that had the largest amount of prevented planted acreage claimed. So they really got an incredible amount of precipitation. The situation is still quite high in the forecast percent for probability of at least some minor flooding in the Red River of the North.
Other parts of the Midwest will not likely see as much flooding as they did in 2019.
There still will be some flooding in the immediate Missouri River Valley. There's no doubt about that. But over quite a bit of the remainder of that western, southwestern part of the Midwest, we're not seeing the threat show quite as much potential as a year ago.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thanks for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.